JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Let's do something fun. You still have fun, right?
I told you, you having fun, sweetheart?
You know what? I can have fun.
It was the most fun I ever had in my entire life.
The most fun I can have without being forced to cuddle afterwards.
Sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun.
I promise we'll make this the most fun you've ever had.
The most fun of my whole life.
Time for the party to begin!
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, hiya.
Hiya.
Welcome to Tuesday, May 21st.
What up?
Another rainy day.
We're still stuck in May-cember.
May-cember?
I don't know.
Is it snowing?
We went back all on the western half of the state.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that happens.
It is snowing, which is ridiculous. It's almost June.
And then we jump to sunny and 72 tomorrow.
Still a good chance of thunderstorms, so let's hope.
It's okay, but 30% chance of storms is way better than 80% chance of rain.
Today? That's true. It is better.
Trying to be positive. We got Memorial Day weekend coming up. We got to get this crap out of the way so we can enjoy ourselves.
I know. It's supposed to rain. There's like at least a 50% chance of rain on almost every day.
No, I'm seeing 60, 30, 50, 40, 40. We're all right. That's all just right. Nebraska. That's just the weather guys putting out. There's something. 40%. Just rolling the dice.
They're rolling the dice. Yeah. It's just a dice roll.
It's going to be 30%. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's whatever they turn the knobby to on the machine they have.
The knobby.
That controls.
The knobby.
That controls the weather.
Yeah, it controls the weather. They're the weather warlocks. That's what they do.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Jerks.
Brad Anderson is on TV right now. Look, he's
all right,
just
let's go weather.com, baby. So this week, all we're doing at the house is rooting for, as we check the weather every day.
Yeah.
And we're rooting really hard because Friday night I rented a spot out at Wanahoo.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the kid fishing. We're going to go camp the whole nine yards. It's a family event. I talked my wife into going.
Wow.
She was actually excited about
deal.
It is. And yesterday, Friday was like 69 and like 50-60% chance of rain.
Right.
That's now pushed forward to Thursday. Friday, according to weather.com, 81, 20% chance of rain.
Yeah.
Let's go, weather.com. Except for the next day is 90% chance of rain and 79, and I got enough time for that to push forward.
We can do a combination of the two, though, because on the 10-11 one, it says a 50% chance, not as big on
Saturday. Let's go Friday. I'm rooting for you.
Friday's going to be a
good day. I'm rooting for you Friday.
Friday's going to be a good day.
I hate the weather so much.
I know, it could just stop. I don't want it to push into Thursday either because it's the last day of school and they have all their, all the fifth graders have their pizza and ice cream party in the park and all the, like, they got canceled yesterday. The field days yesterday got canceled.
Yeah, we were all inside.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
We did. They did like a whole thing at the Carter School. They did it all inside.
Yeah. There's a thing called a gymnasium with pizza and ice cream you can do it in.
I didn't know my son can moonwalk. I found out yesterday he can moonwalk.
Wow.
We were at the school, like, you know, whatever. We were supposed to go on this field trip. They decided to do something inside.
Right.
They had a balance beam. It's like 3 feet off the ground, and Carter's waiting in line, and I was there watching, you know, because I volunteered to be one of the parents there. And he gets out of the balance beam, and he goes, this is too easy. I'm going to walk backwards. And he proceeds to moonwalk down the damn thing. I was so impressed by my son. I
hidden
was like,
talent.
Wow. Like, you could fail all your classes, and I just saw you moonwalk on a balance beam.
Who taught him that?
I don't know. YouTube, probably.
Yeah, probably.
If I had to guess, like everything else in the world.
Yeah, everything else is on YouTube.
It's all YouTube. YouTube teaches kids everything, good and bad. Like, it's... You know, if I'm going to blame YouTube for all the bad stuff he does, I got to give it some props.
That's true.
You know?
That's very true.
I'd like to take credit, but Lord knows I can't moonwalk.
It's just like those stories where kids, like, do the Heimlich maneuver and save their friend, and it turns out it's from YouTube. Yeah. It's just like that.
Yeah. Exactly what's going on.
Moonwalking down the balance beam. His teacher, too, was like, oh, okay, let's see you do that. And then he turns around and starts moonwalking, and I'm like, oh, buddy, take that, teacher. Didn't believe in my kid. Whatever.
Didn't believe in my kid. That's funny. All right, well, hopefully you're having a good Moonwalkie day, and it the rain doesn't get to you.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We've got a lot to deal with on the show, including normal and creepy things, and also how Husker Nick wants to break up Liz's
relationship. Oh, no, this guy's going down, and I think you guys are going to vote on it with me.
That and Date Him or Dump Him, that's coming up at 7:20.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
We go across the pond to Chester, England, where a guy named Neil Edward Cecil turned 40 a few weeks ago.
Happy birthday, Neil.
And he and his 31-year-old friend, Lee, went out drinking. And then when you drink, you get hungry, and so they stop by the McDonald's for some food.
Oh, sure. I hope they got a couple 20-piece nuggets.
The nuggets are the best way to go when you've been drinking.
That is. Like, you get that 20-piece, you crush that thing, wake up with a tummy ache. Yeah, your tummy's hurting.
Well, while they were eating, a duck randomly waddled through the McDonald's.
Nice.
A duck?
Yeah, just came in the front door at the McDonald's.
Quack.
And Neil and Lee started arguing about the duck. We're not exactly sure what the argument was about. We just know that it was duck-related.
Okay, that makes sense.
And they got louder and louder to the point where they both stood up from the table and started beating the crap out of each other over the duck.
What would the disagreement have been exactly? Like, I'm trying to imagine what they would have disagreed about
drunk,
the duck.
They're drunk, right?
Yeah.
Duck waddles in. You look at him and go, I'll tell you what, Daffy Duck is the funniest cartoon duck of all time. No. Donald Duck is the funniest.
That's
no.
What it was.
And then they get after it, and then fist fight happens.
I do enjoy 100%. That they helped the duck out of the restaurant before fighting about it. they basically helped the old lady cross the street.
They roll up their sleeves, and they're like, you stay here. I'm going to take care of this duck, and when I get back, I am going to whoop your butt. Mm-hmm. And then they got after it.
And they did.
Good.
And they both the cops had to break up the fight. They got 12 months of probation and $108
in fines. There was like resisting arrest.
You know what? Yeah. You know what really happened? Huh. The guy was sitting there with his 20-piece nugget. Duck walks up. He's like, oh, buddy, here you go, one nugget. And his friend smacks it out of his hand. Don't feed ducks nuggets. I want to feed a duck a nugget. Don't feed ducks nuggets.
I'm going to feed this duck a nugget.
Get out of here. Come here, little ducky. We're going to get you outside, and you just take my nuggets with you.
The quote from the police, I hope this has been a lesson to them. To what? Be careful when ducks waddle into fast food restaurants at 2 a.m. and you're drunk? Should it ever happen again, they'll know exactly what to do.
A cautionary tale.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Don't feed a duck a nugget because then they become a cannibal. It's a terrible idea.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kicks 96.9.
John Party has all kinds of announcements for us, and most of it is new music. His next album is called Heartache Medication, and that
maybe
will be out.
Called Country AF, because that's what he told.
Yeah, he told me and Rob up at the, was it Dierks Bentley?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told us that my next album is going to be country as
But it's called Heartbreak
Medication. Heartache Medication.
He's so gangster, it's ridiculous.
It's true.
That means alcohol is what Heartache Medication means.
That makes sense.
He released the title track as the first single, and it is very true to his sound, or country AF. Just the right amount of twang. So this is the first full-length album since his massively successful 2016 release, California Sunrise. That one gave us Head Over Boots, Heartache on the Dance Floor, Dirt on My Boots, and Night Shift.
Wow.
So he went deep on that one.
And there was like three other songs on there that were
easily
super freaking good.
He also announced the dates of his Heartache Medication tour. Riley Green is the opener. That all kicks off October 1st in Nashville. But he will actually be here before that at Stir Cove on September 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So trying some of the new stuff out. You can win tickets to that right now by going to our website. That's kzkx.com. And we will play Heartache Medication, just the song, not the whole album for you, in just a minute. Well, you never know what your favorite artists are going to throw in when you see them on tour. And Eric Church just gave Los Angeles a dose of gin and juice during the second night of his two shows at the Staples Center on the Double Down Tour. He did that one in Omaha, too, but now we have a recording of it. And he doesn't do it everywhere. It's just kind of peppered in.
Yeah.
On Saturday, Eric turned it from a 90s hip-hop jam into an acoustic number. And the best part is he kept cracking himself up while doing it. You don't see him in a full smile often.
His concerts are so fun.
He can literally sing anything.
They're just fun, man. This, yeah, they are. This tour, he's been really laid back in general. Like during
with his mind
shows.
On his money and his money on his mind.
Probably making hand, money hand over fist that, two nights in a row.
No
doing
kidding.
Shows.
Mm-hmm.
That cover was especially appropriate for L.A., given that Snoop Dogg is from Long Beach, obviously. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Eric, he is about to set an interesting milestone. He's going to be performing at the Nissan Stadium in Nashville. He is the first solo headliner to ever perform there without an opening act.
Nice.
It's just never happened.
That's interesting.
Right?
Huh.
It will happen when he plays there on Saturday.
Yeah.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We'll get you that brand new one from John Party, and then not too far after that, Good Things. If you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and we'll get it on.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
We got good things for you. If you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just direct message us with the title Good Thing. We'll add it to ours. What do you have today, Lauren?
Okay, I love this story. I love when this kind of stuff can somebody can help somebody, and then it gets turned around. A couple of years ago, there was a woman named Becca Bundy, and her daughter had a seizure at home. Becca called 911, and the volunteer fire department in their town showed up to help and were able to save Becca. Bill Cox, who's a volunteer firefighter, was the first person to show up and was able to save Becca. They stayed in touch. Fast forward 2 years, Bill himself was ill and needed a kidney. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out the perfect match was Becca, the woman whose daughter he had saved 2 years earlier. So Becca was able to save him 2 years after he saved her daughter. I think that's pretty amazing.
Wow, I like that one a lot. Husker Nick, you're good thing.
It's a good thing. It's also, I feel like it's a good thing, and then it's a bad thing, and then it's a maybe he didn't actually learn anything thing. So there was this teen in Kansas, you'll see. There's this teen in Kansas who just graduated from high school and Harvard. At the same time, good for you, 17-year-old, within 10 days.
Right.
But what that tells me is while he was at Harvard, he didn't actually learn anything or meet anybody because nobody graduates from there anymore. They become multi-billionaires after 2 years, and they leave and quit school and build a empire. That's what they do now. They don't actually finish school.
No, yeah.
So joke's on you, buddy. You're not going anywhere. Sorry, pal.
All right, my good thing is an audio daily double. We'll give you some Jack Black. And it makes me very excited that Tenacious D is going to be a Pinewood Bowl.
Mm.
But also for maybe soothing the savage beasts that are the folks that aren't happy with the end of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I give you Jack Black.
Game of Thrones, Johnny Bones.
All Jack Black layered over himself.
Game of Thrones, Johnny Bones.
I wish this was the actual entrance
right
show. They could have done this. Yeah, buddy. I'm going to miss that song.
38 Seconds of Glory. You can see the video, which is hilarious because he puts on a cape. He's got a wolf on his t-shirt.
Yeah.
He pulls a Game of Thrones toy sword out of a box runs around. That's
his, Jack Black's
his
awesome.
Version of that. You can see it on our Facebook page, JP Lauren Mornings with Husker Nick.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
We try to keep relationships together, and then apparently we also like to break them up.
Oh, this one's going down. I need your help, people. Be on my side.
Will producer Liz keep her boyfriend? We'll find out next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
So, we were all hanging out at Kenny Chesney this past weekend.
Yes.
And Liz has got a guy she's been hanging out with. He's a super nice guy.
I'm going to tell you right now. There was a moment. This is the second time I've hung out with this guy.
Okay.
There was a moment, Liz, producer Liz, hanging out with us in studio. There was a moment where I actually did, honest to God, hand raised to the Lord himself. As he was talking, I thought to myself, man, I really like this guy. I'm going to tell Liz that I like this guy.
Right.
Liz. He's a good dude. Yeah. It's what you've been waiting for. Right. You almost got the Husker Nick stamp of approval. You're welcome. Can move forward with your life.
You're welcome. It was almost is the key phrase here. Sorry, Lauren, didn't happen.
In fairness, you did say it.
I'm sorry to
no
me.
No takes, see back.
So, like,
no backsies. Nice.
I just, like, as we were there, we're hanging out. This is two times. We went to the Brothers Osborne show, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also was at, I was like, oh, God, I hope that was the same guy. And then we were over at Kenny Chesney. We're hanging out backstage, and we're all talking. We're having a good time. Here's what I'm going to tell you before I tell you why I don't like this guy. Okay. And she needs to break up with him, and we're going to do a 5 calls to see if you guys are with me. Okay. And it's in, like, this is the end of it. If they say yes, you got to break up with this jabroni.
Okay.
Like, I'm sorry. It's over.
The listeners have your best interest.
Yes, they care about you, right? Their heart is out for you. So, one, he's funny. I like him for that. He's really funny.
Mm-hmm. Good looking.
Got a good beard. I think his beard is nice.
I like his fashion sense.
He's got he's got a tattoo of the Rolling Stones lips with the tongue sticking out right here on his chest.
Awesome. This is all great, but I'm not interested in why you like him.
Well, I'm getting there.
What's the deal breaker here?
All right, I'll get there in a second, Lauren. I'm being fair to him. I'm being fair to this guy. I know you don't care.
It doesn't matter but I'm being where it comes fair. From. It's yes or no. Is one thing a deal breaker?
And then I actually think you could beat him up if need be, which I think is a bonus too. That's a good positive.
That's always a bonus.
Yes, that's a positive. All right. So we're standing there talking, and here's what he says to me. He goes, yeah, man, like I used to do, we were talking about Coryell down at the Salt Dogs, and she's doing the in-between innings stuff.
On the field PA.
Yes, and he's like, man, it's a lot. I don't think people realize when you're doing baseball games, I used to actually do, was it PA? I think it was for the Creighton Blue Jays. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the Blue Jays and Nebraska. And I'm like, hold on, what now? You're a Jaysker? You're a Jaysker? Just say no to Jayskers. Any kind of he has hipster like tendencies.
What?
Yeah, he does a little bit.
That's
the Jaysker in him.
Now, because he's a Jaysker, now you're seeing all the other things.
Sits only at bars with foofy drinks and watching Rocky Horror Picture Show.
His facial
every
hair.
Friday.
Well, why do you think we're dating?
That's the old, but it's like
have
every
you
week.
Met Liz? Liz like, is kind of a hipster.
Oh, Liz is not a hipster. I'm sorry. He's a Jaysker. You can't trust anybody that likes the Creighton Blue Jays and Nebraska.
In fairness, he went to Creighton.
That'd be like if he. Oh my God, he went to and he still likes Nebraska.
And he worked for Creighton.
That means he's gonna cheat on you.
I'm all for people getting paid. He had a job.
Tells me he's going to cheat on you. That's what that means. Yeah, you can't go back and forth on that.
No.
Like, that's just, I don't know. He's such a good dude. But
going back to, I can beat him up if need be.
I know. This is mental anguish. Like,
now,
I don't
want
you to, like, fall for
it. To boil this down, he went to Creighton. He worked for Creighton.
Yeah.
If he just liked Creighton, is that okay? If he did, hates the Huskers. It's okay to hate the Huskers?
Yeah. Well,
I don't even think he really likes the Huskers.
I don't know, man. He was trying to kiss up to me, and he said he likes it. He was like, but I like Nebraska. And I was like, you do what now?
Well, then we need to clarify that before we can actually destroy the relationship.
But what if it's just football? What if it's just Husker football?
No, you can't! No!
But
North Carolina and Duke hate each other for everything. We hate those guys.
You can't like North Carolina basketball and Duke football. It just doesn't work that way.
Creighton cheats. Their coach allegedly paid for players and won nothing still. They're terrible.
His hatred for Creighton is deep.
Is palpable.
I'm telling you, like, he's a good dude, but I think you need to break up with him.
Okay. Oh my God.
So let's ask the listeners. He's a Jaysker.
You can't date
a Jaysker.
5 calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9 466 9696.
All right, the phones are lighting up.
See?
Can
right, Mom to help you?
Does Liz have to break up with her boyfriend because Nick found out he's a Jaysker?
He's a dirty Jaysker.
466
He probably has
9,
a Blue Jays tattoo on his
butt. I'm
going
to go hang up on anybody who says I have to break up on it.
Nebraska
with him.
Tattoo on his other butt.
Answer the phones normally. 466-9696.
It's over.
Right
Sorry.
Now.
More? Done. Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You get to determine Liz's dating fate with this guy. 466-9696. Date him or dump him because he's a Jaysker. We'll get your calls right now.
KZKX, Seward Lincoln. I like my country in the morning. Wake up with 5 calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9, 466-9696.
It's where you, the people, will decide the fate of Liz and her boyfriend.
Everything's great, but then Nick found out he's a Jasker.
That's tough, man.
Good dramatic.
That's a hard going. Place to come back from, is what that is. That's a tough deal.
What? Nick, I don't know anything about sports.
I get it. That's why I'm trying to protect you.
So here's the deal. If you're a Creighton fan, you can't be a Husker fan.
Yeah. Apparently.
Why? I look good in blue 50, and red.
You're 50 miles
apart.
It's
a solid point, Liz.
Thank you.
You can wear blue stuff that isn't Blue Jay stuff.
All right, Kicks, good morning.
Good morning. Love is hard to find. Stick with him, Liz.
Okay.
Is that you?
Stick with him.
Is that you? I don't know. Is that you?
I don't have my headphones on.
Is that your boyfriend?
Is that him?
I don't know.
No, it's not her boyfriend.
No, it's not your boyfriend.
Okay. Sure sounds like
it. He said love is hard to find. Stick with him.
Thank you very much.
What? Nick, stop.
So we want to know from you. We've got a vote to stick with him. It's five calls say it all to decide Liz's fate with this gentleman that she's
right now. It's 2-1. Keep him.
Hi, Kicks.
Oh, good.
Hi, Dumper. Dump him.
Yeah, dump him.
Jaskers are the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Hey, I say if Husker Nick's against him, I'm all for it.
Yeah, Roger.
Thank you, Roger, for calling in. Hi, Kicks. Good morning. What side are you? Date him or dump him?
I say dump him.
Okay, dump Ty him. Says right. Dump him.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Ty.
Okay, 2-2. That one feels unfair.
Okay. It's 2-2. The next vote at 466-9696 decides.
Oh, this, you're the deciding factor. Fate. Call right now.
Come on, Mom. Come on.
466-9696. Who will beat out Lauren?
Does your mom like him?
Yeah.
Okay. Does she know he's a Jason?
I Kicks, you are the deciding vote.
She know what that is?
Because it's split 2-2.
Okay, I say keep him because what if she breaks up with him, Nick, and then she dates an Iowa fan?
Oh, that's a good point. It says keep
it
him.
Would you ever date an Iowa fan?
Ew, no.
Okay, so to take that off the table.
So, oh, no, see, it could be.
I say keep him.
She says keep him.
Yes.
So congratulations, you get to keep him.
Yeah.
All right. I told you he's a good dude. I like him.
So that's why you keep him. Thank you very much.
We just
out of
got
all
one
the
more
boyfriends
face.
I've known you've had,
yes.
He's above and beyond the best.
I think so, too. Okay. And you know what? It's taken a lot of work, as you've seen. So
to be fair, too, I want to throw out there that I've got Liz's back. This is all fun. I've got her back. I ran into an ex of yours the other day and texted you and said, I've been mean mugging this jackball for like 2 hours. I just want you to know. And she didn't even realize in the photo I took he was in there until I pointed it out.
Because it was like this secret, you know,
yeah,
like,
it was like
I'm
a quick
trying
little,
to snap
little.
A pig across the table
yeah.
thing. And he was like, I've been talking crap to him all day and not laughing at any of his jokes. And I was like, haha, you're like, yeah, go. And then he was like, that's your ex, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, it is.
What are that's we funny. Talking about right now?
I was like, I mean, cool, mean girls, but like,
what?
Yeah. So your boyfriend sticks around for a little while longer.
Whew,
he gets to stay on the island.
Cancel on him
tonight. And date Liz. So, okay. Good deal.
Cool.
And now
congratulations.
You and your mom know what a Jasker is.
There you go.
I mean, I'm sure if you Googled what's a Jasker, it would tell you in the most dramatic way ever.
Oh, that's true. No. It probably would.
But that is
UrbanDictionary.com.
That is a dumb reason to break up with somebody. I'm sure other people have had some dumb ideas for breaking up with people. What's the dumbest reason? Yeah,
yes.
You broke up with someone or they broke up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I always love when people break up with you for really weird reasons.
Okay. Such as, if you do have a good one.
One of my first boyfriends in college broke up with me because I wore gloves, not mittens.
Nice.
I'm not kidding. He tried to say that was the reason. Plot twist, it was because he was cheating, but he tried to blame it on the gloves.
Tried to blame it on gloves and
mittens. Because he was so staunchly pro-mitten.
He was like, you know, they actually insulate your fingers. They share the body heat, so it keeps your hands warmer.
And if you can't understand that, what else are you missing?
Plot twist, he was in the same fraternity as JP.
Oh, wow, I gotta know who this is now. All right, so we'll talk about that off the air, but 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What's the dumbest reason you broke up with someone or they broke up with you? Get your calls now, 466-9696. Give you a chance to join us out at the Lincoln Salt Dogs this weekend. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Dumbest reason someone broke up with you or you broke up with them. That after Dirks and your calls, 466-9696. Dirks, Bentley Brothers, Osborne, Burning Man. The JP Lauren Husker at Kicks 96.9. The dumbest reason someone broke up with you or you broke up with them.
Tim says. says she had abnormally long toes. This may actually be my biggest regret. She was nice, funny, into me, but I just couldn't stop noticing her finger toes.
Oh, that'd be creepy.
Finger toes.
Every time you like sat around watching a movie or going to the beach, you'd have finger toes.
Can you hand me my soda? And she grabs the... Yeah. So can with her finger toes.
Nikki direct messaged us. Several years ago, I had a boyfriend break up with me because my dog sheds too much. We dated for over a year, but I'd had my dog for 5 years. He actually offered to find my dog a new home. Ha! The dog stayed, and we ditched that guy.
Amy says, a boyfriend in high school said my forehead was too big. Bye-bye.
Man, that's not nice.
Well, hi, Kix. What was the dumb reason that you broke up with somebody?
Well, I broke up with a wonderful woman. Lauren will understand this one. I couldn't stand the way she ate.
Oh, that is a 100% deal breaker.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody's like gorgeous. A loud chewer?
Oh, yeah. Mouth open.
But she was gorgeous and she ate with her mouth wide open?
Yeah.
Yowza. No, that was a favorite of her. You would have killed her in like 5 years.
Yeah, I couldn't take it. Could not take it.
You saved a life.
Yeah, he saved her life.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Dumb reason someone broke up with you or you broke up with them. He's a J-sker. He gets a little bit extra life. Producer Liz dealing with a J-sker. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter KX969 with your dumb reason to break up.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
I broke up with those girls for very good reasons.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? What about Jill?
She was in the mafia.
She was in the mafia?
Yes, the Cosa Nostra. The whole time we went out, she didn't tell me what she did for a living.
Charlie, she was unemployed. She didn't have a job.
Wow, that's just the perfect cover now, isn't it?
All right. What about Pam?
She smelled like soup.
What does that mean?
She smelled exactly like beef vegetable soup.
Charlie, you're paranoid.
You weren't there.
It's all in your head.
No.
It is.
No. Dumb reasons to break up with somebody. Husker Nick says because Liz's boyfriend is a J-sker.
Oh, one not dumb out of this whole list we've gone over.
That's the most legitimate one.
That is super legitimate.
Ricky on Facebook said... I broke up with a girl because she told me she didn't have any bowls in her house, only large mugs because they are basically bowls with handles. She was against having bowls. What can I say? I guess I love bowls.
He hates these bowls.
I think he dodged a major bullet there. That was a good warning sign. Here's one from Anonymous, being dumped for being too competitive. Sorry, I was better than you at Mario Kart, chess, and all athletic things, and I'm still not going to let you win.
Ooh. Dumb reasons you broke up with somebody or they broke up with you. Good morning.
So my girlfriend, when I was in middle school, she said she broke up with me because we both had braces.
Oh, because you both had braces?
Well, they might get caught.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem there. Mm. You get stuck with somebody like that.
Tim, I hung in there for like 2 years. The thing she did that did me in, she made noises like... all the time, and then giggle at herself. She'd sit down in a chair, plop, hee-hee. She'd fluff up a pillow, foof, foof, foof. She would, like, narrate her life in noises. She'd use the TV remote, pew, pew.
Like she's some sort of video game. Her whole life is a giant video game.
Before she'd eat, crunch, 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 ha-ha.
My God. What is that?
I don't know, but I kind of love it.
Dumbest reason you broke up with someone or someone broke up with you. Good morning.
I break up with somebody. It was a friend of mine. Her boyfriend broke up with her because his landlord had a crush on him and would raise his rent if he found out he was dating somebody. And come to find out, the landlord was his wife.
Oh.
Oh. I imagine she would.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
Yep, that's not a good one.
Because she has a crush on me. She's your wife.
Lindsay on Facebook. His hands were too soft and feminine. Just can't be with a guy.
I once broke up with a girl because I thought she was hiding something and was going to break up with me. Turns out she indeed was hiding something. A trip to the Caribbean for us. I was dumb when I was 22.
Wow. We do have an anonymous person on hold. We won't say your name. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Dumb reason you broke up with someone or someone broke up with you?
They ate my Doritos.
They ate your
Doritos? Repeatedly or just one time?
Just one time.
Okay, now, big question. Were they original or Cool Ranch?
They were original.
Oh, okay.
Are you anti-food sharing?
I was back then.
You are now, though?
I'm not now.
Okay.
Right. Now somebody could eat your Doritos?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in. That's a good one. You can let us know Facebook and Twitter, KX969. I'm just glad that Liz gets to keep her boyfriend for a little
while.
That's
true.
Longer. I think that's a good thing. She's like, me too. In the other room.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick
nice
show
guy, just on Kicks
96. That's the biggest issue. Is the hang up today is the J screw.
It's a big issue.
Well, maybe you guys can hug it out or something. We'll figure it out.
Not hugging a Jasker.
What's the issue that's going on between Nate and his date? Dan number double. That's
get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kicks Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kicks 96.9. It's date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to us by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free toppings and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials they have going on. At Hertz Donut, 9th and P downtown. Get there like now. We'll get you a $25 gift card if you can figure out what went wrong with our listeners' date issues. Nate would like a second date, and he came to us to try to make that happen. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, so explain to us the situation. How did you meet this person, first off?
So I was at a buddy's birthday party, and I saw her and this group of women that were there. And so I just, you know, I went up to him, and I just started talking with him.
Okay.
And, you know, at first, she didn't seem that interested in, well, in what I had to say anyway. But then afterwards, you know, I'm just grabbing a beer, and she came right up to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So go on. What happened?
Well, so the cool thing is, she was, like, really direct and wanted to know about me, you know, like, if I was single, what my last girlfriend was like, you know, what happened. You know, it wasn't like she was attacking me with questions, though. It was cool and forward and direct and to the punch, which I felt was kind of a turn-on. And so I just shot the questions right back at her, and she was totally game for it.
So you guys kind of laid things out there pretty early on.
Okay,
yeah,
so did you spend the entire evening together?
It was just like a back and forth.
Was there a real date after this, or was this evening your time together?
No. So at the end of the party, she put her number in my phone. A couple of days later, I called her. We go out for drinks, and I thought it went really well. She said she wanted to see my habitat, is what she called it. So okay. I took her back to my place, which is always clean, which I know, you know, has been an issue on here in the past.
True.
Yeah, we've had some messy places. That's an issue, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we had a really good time there. And then, you know, I went to text her the next day. Haven't heard anything back. It's kind of like, you know, when Thanos did the snap, she was part of the 50%.
Oh, no. What if that's really what happened?
God, I hope not.
I feel like we would have noticed if 50% of people were gone.
Right. Probably. And animals and things.
Did she spend the night?
Well, she didn't spend the night. We spent some time.
Okay. And how long has it been since you talked to her?
Two and a half weeks. It's been a while. Okay. And I sent a couple of texts.
How did the evening end? How were things still good? Did it seem at all awkward? How did this all wrap up?
It felt good. Like I said, it was, you know, we had a good rapport going the whole time, and I didn't get any indication that something went wrong. We just, you know, it ended. I mean, there was a kiss at the end. It was cool.
Because you mentioned talking about exes earlier, you guys didn't spend too much time on that, did you? Because that could have been something that, looking back on it, she decided, boy, this guy seems like he's hung up or something that way.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was done in, like, the first 2 minutes of us talking to each other.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've thrown out a bunch of guesses.
Yeah.
I think we'll go ahead and try to get Mandy on the phone for you and figure out what went wrong. And if anything, we can definitely take care of dinner and movie if she's up for it.
I really hope she didn't get Thanos snapped. Like, that would be, that would be the saddest datum or dump 'em we've ever done.
It would.
If, like, we call her and she's like, hey, it's me, sorry, I got Thanos snapped, can't come to the phone right now.
I'm in the quantum realm.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, very good.
Wait, Lauren!
Yes.
I know you saw the movie, but you don't watch them that much. That was impressive. I was happy.
Right. I sat through it.
I was so happy that you just did that. Wow.
All right, well, Nate, we'll call Mindy and see if we can help you out, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kicks 96.9.
All right, now we put it in your hands where you decide what went wrong on Nate's date. You can make your guesses on Facebook or Twitter. Do it in GIF form. If you get it right, $25 gift card to Hertz Donut is yours. Get it funny and nobody else gets it right, we're going to give you a $25 gift card.
On Kicks 96.9.
Trying to figure out why Mindy is ghosting Nate. With Dana Berzumba, they met at a friend's birthday party. Exchanged numbers, had really good conversation. They went out for drinks another night. It's been 2.5 weeks. since Mindy's talked to Nate. So let's find out what happened.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Mindy.
Yes, speaking.
Mindy, hi. It's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, hey.
How you
What's
doing?
Up? I'm on the radio.
Yeah, on the radio. Yeah, that's right.
That's us.
Fun. Oh, my gosh. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We have a question for you, though.
Yeah? Ooh. Is it my turn for date 'em or dump 'em?
It's your turn. Yeah.
Okay.
You've been waiting.
Oh, welcome to your turn.
We'll get to everyone eventually.
Well, probably.
Oh, well, this will be fun. Well
do you know who we're calling about then?
Maybe. Maybe. Is it Nate?
Nate the what now?
Nate the Neat Freak.
Nate the Neat Freak?
That's how he saved my phone.
Oh.
Oh, your phone is Nate the Neat Freak. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. He is a very meticulously clean, like psychopathically clean person.
Really?
Like his apartment is immaculate. And that's really not, it's fine. I was actually really impressed with that. And he's a really sweet person. But it's just that in my past, I've dated a guy like that. And it's just like, you know, okay, to talk a little intimately, when he would help with my, you know, undergarments, because I know Lauren doesn't like the P word.
Okay.
Meaning panties. Them. Now it feels weird.
I didn't know if it was like poopy.
No, yeah. No. Okay, yeah.
So with your underpants, okay.
Meaning when he would do the laundry?
Hot pie.
Yeah, when he would help with the, or just, you know, picking my clothes off the floor the next morning, he would fold them and place them on the dresser. He would, like, place my underwear.
Fold your
like,
underwear?
Fold them and place them on the dresser. Yeah, and it was a place for my purse, a place for my shoes. He went out and bought a special holder for my toothbrush. Like,
oh, wow.
Like, it was, like, taped out on the dresser, like, this is for your purse. Here's where you put your keys. This is...
Pretty much. And it really couldn't deviate from that. And it's just very... It's too stressful for me.
Okay, you're worried that Nate's like this other guy that you dated.
Yeah, it was just, like, flashbacks.
Quick question. So, was everything, like, in his apartment, I'm picturing, like, white couch, white walls, everything's white, probably was playing some Huey Lewis in the news, and he was trying to tell you about that. Yeah. Is that, he had to return some videotapes, that kind of thing? Is that what we're talking about here?
American Psycho, yeah.
I'm a little nervous about this.
It was borderline, you know, I mean, definitely his apartment has color and everything, but it was borderline. It felt very sterile, like museum, touch anything.
Because that's what I'm picturing now. Like, I'm like, oh boy, his business card's blown.
Yeah, so I just can't live like that. I wish I was that neat, like, even just like a third of that neat, but I just can't. And, you know, I don't want to waste any of our times, and it was a good, I think he was really sweet, but it's just like not in my DNA.
Okay.
I get that.
All right. Well,
that's understandable.
Let's bring Nate in. Nate, it's because you're a clean freak, bud.
I mean, listen, I don't know about folding your underwear, but, you know, I might stack them on top of your bra, but that's about it.
I mean, okay. Fair. You don't want clothes on the ground.
Lauren, you'd be up for that. That's funny. I'm going to fold everything and put it away nice and neatly.
I think it's so funny that you led with telling us how not messy you are.
Yeah.
That right. Might have been the problem, when actually the problem is apparently that you're too neat.
Yeah. I mean, look, I hear what she's saying. Everything goes in its place, and I thought that was better than, you know, the opposite.
I can see where just being too different like this would be a deal breaker.
Right.
Because you would drive each other absolutely crazy.
Constantly, for sure.
I guess it depends on...
If that's a deal breaker, then, you know, it's not like it's something I can change.
Right. And I don't think Mindy wants you to change. You don't want him to change, I mean...
Absolutely not. I don't want him to change, but also I'm kind of, like, not trying to change myself either, because I've had issues with roommates before. Like, I think I keep things pretty clean, but it's just with old roommates and this other guy. I'm done trying to, like, really... I'm just done trying to change myself for other people, so I wouldn't ask Nate to do that for me.
Okay. All right, well...
And it would be a constant struggle, I think, if you guys were in a relationship. My wife has slowly become a neat freak over the years.
Oh, really?
And I am not. So it's been a bit of a battle lately. Yeah, okay. A little bit.
Well, there you go, Nate. That's the reason behind it. Just, you guys really are just two different people when it comes to that kind of thing. Yeah. And so at least it wasn't anything really bad. I mean, we've had some really bad stuff on here before, so you should feel good about that.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. And honestly, I'm just glad she wasn't snapped away.
So
yeah.
No, that makes me happy.
That's a good point. At least that. That's a good point.
All right. Well, Mindy, thank you for taking our call and listening to the show. We appreciate you, too.
Thanks, guys. Call back anytime.
Okay. Well, hopefully we don't have to, but I mean, if,
no joke, right?
If we do, we'll know you at least will regale us with something crazy that somebody did.
Sure.
Okay. Then thanks, Nate. Have a great day, man.
Thanks. You, too.
We hope Mindy's not a repeat offender. But, you know, I mean, she was at least legit about it. She should have just told him what was going down instead of ghosting.
Oh, yeah.
But, again, we wouldn't have it.
That's true. If nobody ever ghosted, what would we do twice a week?
That's a good question.
We'd all just sit here silently for like 40 minutes.
That would be a lot of poop jokes, I'm probably sure, is what it would amount to.
That's true. So ghost away, Lincoln.
ghost away. Keep being a part of Date Up or Dump 'Em just so there's less poop jokes on the air.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Morning Show.
A difference between normal and creepy. We'll get into that next. And it's not about me. It's something completely different.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Creeper. Creeper.
Creeper. It's not about me. That we know of. I'm sure there's probably some examples that might pop up.
Mm-hmm.
But we were having a conversation yesterday, and it was about liking a picture on someone's social media who you are like attracted to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And how if you do it at 3 p.m., that's a nice, it's a regular time. It's an okay
time. Not a big deal.
Right.
Yeah. Incognito.
Yeah. 3 a.m.
They won't think anything of it, but at 3 a.m.
3 a.m. makes it creepy.
Yeah.
Because then the person wakes up in the morning to a bunch of notifications that you've been creeping on their social media, right. And
yeah.
Looking at their pictures, and it's kind of weird and stuff.
Sounds creepy.
But as people who get up at 0:30 and who are up and doing things at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever, there are certain things you can do just out in the world at 3 p.m., which are totally normal things.
Right.
But if you do them at 3 a.m., definitely something's wrong.
Like digging a hole in a backyard.
That's my very favorite one. If you dig a hole in your yard at 3 p.m., maybe you're planting a tree. If you dig a hole in your yard at 3 a.m., you are 100% burying a body.
Oh, you think so?
There's no other option. Actually, any kind of yard work.
Oof, 3 a.m.?
At 3 a.m.?
I have raked my yard at 3 a.m.
You
Yeah, last fall. Because I get up and come to work. So well, I was like, I woke up and was out in my front yard just raking away.
I mean, as long as you're not making a bunch of noise and racket, you're probably okay.
Have a little time.
Not too creepy.
Knocking on your neighbor's door. Totally cool at 3 p.m. At 3 a.m., unless something's on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably. Should you ask for someone sugar, that makes it even worse.
Lindsay on Facebook put, go to North Walmart.
There you go.
Producer Liz's eyes got really big when I mentioned that one. She's, yeah, you get some super creepers.
Hearing a child laugh outside your window. Awesome at 3 p.m. At 3 a.m., you're now in a horror movie.
Yeah, no, sounds super scary.
So we thought we'd have some fun with you.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We want to know from you at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What's a normal thing to do at 3 p.m. but is creepy as hell to do at 3 a.m.?
Buying garbage bags and duct tape.
Yeah, no, that's a very good example. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, we'll hook you up with some less creepy things to do, like go to a Salt Dogs game or the movie theater. 466-9696 brought to you by Miracle Workers Auto Collision.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Lincoln's new country. Kix 96.9.
Trying to find some funny versions of the difference between AM and PM.
I got a real good one for you on Twitter.
Okay.
All right.
Gage says, how about washing the interior of your car?
Yeah.
Probably don't do that at 3 a.m.
Totally look, normal at 3 p.m. At 3 a.m., it begs the question, what just happened in your car?
Yeah, how much blood are you washing out of there? Another one, Denise says, how about using a chainsaw?
Oh, yeah. At 3 a.m., not
Sherry
so cool.
says, going to the park. If you're by yourself in a park at 3 p.m., you're enjoying the weather. If you're strolling through a park at 3 a.m., that is creepy.
Honestly, one of my favorite things to do is when I get up at 3 a.m., I'll let my dog out and she'll be running around.
Yeah.
Twice now already, my neighbors, their light will flash on because they hear a commotion outside.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And I like to just stand there and wave at them from my yard.
Oh, God.
Super creepy.
Eric has a good one. He says, drive slowly through a neighborhood house shopping. Drive slowly and just really look at each house. Mm. Totally normal at 3 p.m. At 3 a.m., you're casing the joint.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What's a normal thing to do at 3 p.m. but creepy as hell to do at 3 a.m.? We'll get more of your calls. Harlan's on hold. We'll get him coming up next. Unless it's at 3 a.m. And then crazy's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a.m. and p.m.?
Things that are totally normal to do at 3 p.m., but super creepy if you do them at 3 a.m. or see somebody else doing them. Alex on Facebook says, taking a dinghy out on a lake.
Mm.
During the day, you're going for a row. During the night, you're sinking a body.
It's a boat, JP. Dinghy.
I know.
Just a heads up.
That was an issue long ago.
It was.
Seeing your significant other or your children staring in a mirror.
Yeah, that's
at 3 p.m., totally normal.
3
at 3 a.m., nope.
Hi, Ricky, what's yours?
Taking the kids swimming at the beach.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. No, you definitely have ill intent if you're taking the kids out to the beach at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's scary. On Twitter, Night Guy says, driving an ice cream truck with the music playing.
Oh, my gosh, that's creepy.
Oh, totally.
M on Facebook says, car shopping. If you're wandering among the cars at 3 a.m., you're definitely going to steal one.
Yeah, you're taking those home.
Case of the joint. What's normal thing to do at 3 p.m.? A creepy as hell to do at 3 a.m. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to play along. Here's Brantley. It's Kix.
Gonna stop us now.
Good morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
So far, I can legit say I've done any of these at 3 in the morning.
I mean, I think what we've assessed is that almost everything is creepy at 3 a.m.
Yeah, pretty much.
3 p.m.
For the most part.
Sitting alone on a swing. Totally normal at 3 p.m. At 3 a.m., that's creepy as hell.
Andrea put it up on Twitter, getting your clown makeup on. Thanks, Andrea.
Samantha on Facebook says, putting a rolled up carpet in your trunk. At 3 p.m., you've been shopping. At 3 a.m., there's 100% a body in there.
That's right. What's yours?
How about like going to Walmart or Menards and buying like gardening or like house equipment, like a shovel?
There's
like,
a lot
rope.
Of things that are... Like, that are creepy.
Yeah, 3 in the afternoon, you're good. But 3 a.m., we're hiding the body.
Where do you keep the bleach?
Yeah, exactly.
And the duct tape and the shovels.
Mm-hmm. Some rope.
Hi, Ron, what's yours?
Moving furniture. Like moving stuff out of your apartment. True story.
Yeah?
True story, what happened?
Cops show up.
Oh, really?
They think you're robbing people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Did you tell them, no, I'm just moving?
Yeah.
And they believed you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, your driver's license matches the address.
Right.
They have no
yeah.
choice.
Good.
But so, some neighbors probably thought you were burglarizing that house.
Yep.
And it was a little old lady across the street.
Mm.
Ooh. That was just to make sure everybody's safe.
Yvonne says, taking a stroll through a cemetery. I mean, Wyuka is beautiful. People
during the day.
Yeah, people
absolutely.
Walk there all the time. I've actually been involved with the Swan Theater is out at Wyuka.
Yeah.
Everything is scary afterwards. Like once everybody leaves, I've been on, you know, helped clean up and lock up.
You never
and
know
stuff.
When the body's here to come out of the ground.
Exactly. Every person is either a potential threat or a ghost.
Going to a circus, that's creepy at 3 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Is that ever okay, JP?
Nope, not for me. Buying a next day plane or train ticket.
Sitting on your front porch in a rocking chair. You're creepy at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Impressionist dancing.
What?
Like someone who is possessed at 3 a.m.
I don't know. It sounds like you just had a fun night. Bars closed
right?
at 2. Been up for an extra hour just having fun.
My roommate was creeped out when I would do laundry at that time instead of in the afternoon.
Taking a walk. If you're taking a walk at 3 a.m., you either have to have a dog with you.
Yeah.
Or you need to be running, but only if wearing running clothes.
So if you're in running clothes and you're not running, like you just do a lot of stretching to make sure that people just realize walking. That.
Anytime anybody sees you, you do really obvious, like deep knee bends or like stretch.
With
I think
the
so.
Invention of athleisure gear, though, it changes
true.
Things up totally.
That's true. Yeah. Murderers could be strolling in athleisure.
That's a very good possibility. Well, you can play along with us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll hook you up with something less creepy to do, like going to a Salt Dogs game or the movies on us.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on KX96.9.
The nitty gritty from Music City. Lauren will have the latest for us, brought to you by Miracle Workers Auto Collision.
I just love to laugh.
Wakes me up.
Gets me in a good mood.
Every morning.